Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. My special guest this evening is the Vice President of the European Parliament and Irish MEP for the sprawling Midlands Northwest constituency, Mairead McGuinness. From a strong farming background, she was in County Donegal last weekend to see in particular the plight of farmers in the tillage sector, who are under huge pressure due to the wet weather this year. I spoke to her about her visit, what measures can be taken politically, and also the very latest on Brexit and the potential implications for counties like Donegal. Starting with the big talking point for Donegal farmers at the moment, the bad weather that we've had. You have seen firsthand what the experience is here on the ground.
Well, I have indeed. I spent a busy day last Saturday with farmers and indeed Teagasc on the ground in Donegal. Really, I suppose, to see at first hand the situation and to bring the message back here in Brussels and indeed nationally as to the extent of the problem. Now, I have to say that my contact was through the FBD Tillage Young Farmer of the Year, Stephen Robb, who's an excellent young farmer, and I met him and his father, and these are very serious farmers. They grow crops. They know their business really well. And their description was that this is the worst they've ever seen. And the first field we visited was of oilseed rape. And, you know, I would know the crop well, but I've never seen a situation where it was on the ground, a great deal of the crop, and it had sprouted really badly. Now, the crop will have to be salvaged or harvested at some stage, but certainly on Saturday there was no chance of that. And it's worth nothing. So that was my first field visit, if you like. We then went on to see fields of straw that on the surface were, you know, dryish on the Saturday, but actually underneath were practically rotten and completely, if you like, unsalvageable. And then we moved on to another farmer, Kevin Harkin, who has quite an amount of crop to be harvested. And we were in a field where there was a... It's half done, managed to get some of it salvaged, still some to do. You could see the tracks on the ground and the damage and the wet and the muck, and you could also see that some bales had been made. So in that one field, you could see the extent of the problem. We also saw potato crops and indeed grassland on one farm where there's quite an extensive poaching, and indeed cattle have been taken off the land in some cases. So while I went up to look at the tillage situation, which is dire, there's also an impact for livestock farmers as well. So it was a very important visit, and indeed the Teagasc advisor on the ground, Martin McCullough, gave me great time and information about the reality of the situation for many farmers in Donegal.
Now, one of the difficulties is, I suppose, from the European Union's perspective, there could be pockets all over Europe where there's problems happening. So how does Europe look at something like this? Because it's very, very hard to give aid out to certain areas without giving it to somewhere else. And the whole process there, it must be a minefield.
Well, first of all, I think on the immediate crisis, we have to look to Michael Creed, the minister, and indeed to the government to press home the case for some support to be made available. I know the minister was in Donegal himself, I think, last week, and was aware of the situation. And I would be hopeful that with all of the pressure that's coming on from the regions that are impacted, many of them in Midlands Northwest, my constituency, but also in West Cork and other places, that he will look at this sympathetically and see, can he do something nationally? And the question about how Europe can respond, where there are very big disasters, yes, Europe can respond, but the scale of the problem has to be quite large. So there's no immediate, if you like, budget line that could support the particular situations we're discussing. However, I did meet Commissioner Hogan on Monday in Brussels, just to let him be fully aware of the extent of the problem on the ground. And also, and this is an important issue, which, you know, Stephen Robb and others have raised with me in the grain sector, they're under pressure in spite of and regardless of the weather situation, because this is a difficult harvest, even if the sun had shone. The yields are poor and the price is appalling. And we need a long-term strategy for this sector. And on that issue, Europe has to play a role. And I raised this issue last July in committee in front of the commissioner, and I got no one in the committee to you know, to back up my concerns because they weren't tuned in. They were all talking about dairying. And I flagged it up in July, and last week I raised it again, and I got a lot of support because now the focus is shifting from dairying to the tillage sector and the immediate and long-term problems for that sector. So Europe, as you say, can't just dip into every particular problem, but it has a duty of care to the sector generally. And, you know, there may not be an immediate budget line there, but it is something we have to look at. How do we manage situations where in one out of a number of years there's a weather-related crisis and farmers are badly affected? And I do think we need to plan better for those kinds of situations that I saw in Donegal on Saturday.
There is also a danger now that some involved in the tillage sector could exit it completely because of the scenario we have.
Yeah, I think that is likely for some individual farmers. I know that it's very hard if you're, you know, a grain farmer to switch to something else. And indeed, many growers don't like to do that. They know their business, they're specialists, and that is what they do. To switch enterprise is a big, you know, decision to take and make. Many may be forced to do that if, for example, they find the economic pressures of this season impossible to bear. So, look, there could be casualties and they'll need to switch enterprise, which could have a knock-on effect on other sectors, for example, if they move to sheep or beef or whatever, although those sectors are difficult too, particularly around beef. But, yes, I think we have to be aware of that. I also think that the idea of having a strong tillage sector in the country is important. And I think the tillage sector in Donegal, in the area I visited, is an important part of the agriculture industry and the economy locally. And therefore, while we have this difficult year, I hope it wouldn't determine the future of tillage farming. But I'm well aware of the pressures, not just on Donegal farmers, but right across the constituency when it comes to growing grain and getting a return from it. And that's why a focus on the policy side, the medium and long term, is absolutely essential. And I very much welcome what the Minister is doing locally and nationally, where he's bringing together all the stakeholders in the coming days, and they will be looking at this medium and long-term strategy to make sure that we don't, by default, allow this sector to fall away. We have to support it in whatever way we can to give those involved in it a decent income, a decent livelihood.
I'm speaking with Mairead McGuinness, MEP and Vice President of the European Parliament. Brexit has been the topic of conversation for several months, and in particular this week and the Tory party conference, there's been various statements. What's your take on where Britain is at now and the implications insofar as one can guess for the likes of the agricultural sector in Ireland and Donegal?
Well, I suppose the Tory party conference, the speeches that were made there and the mood music coming from that conference could not have been clearer and perhaps could not have been more stark. Clearly, we now know that there is a timeline. By March of next year, the United Kingdom will trigger Article 50. And in terms of what they're hoping to achieve, the message, in my view, was very strong. I would have big concerns about it, where they're saying in terms of freedom of movement that that is their absolute almost red line at this stage before the negotiations begin, and that that is their priority and that all else takes second place, which worries me greatly around their interest in remaining in the single market, the customs union, because, you know, as you know, in Donegal, I mean, when I travel in my constituency to reach Donegal, I go through Northern Ireland and I go back through Northern Ireland, and I do so now freely without impediment. Farmers, you know, work across border in a very collaborative way. We buy and sell. We do business. It's not impeded in any way. If the message from the Tory party conference were to be translated into an outcome of the negotiations, I'm not so sure that that current position would prevail. And that's why it is much more important now than ever. And we hammer home on every occasion, which I did this week already, the significance and importance of these negotiations for Northern Ireland and the island of Ireland, and how they have to be taken into account and how an accommodation must be made for this special position that we have. And I'm glad to say that today in our political group in the Parliament, we have a Brexit working group. It's been working right through the referendum discussions and since. And we had a very important engagement on that today. And again, as I do on every occasion, I stressed the importance of it, of this, not just, you know, because it's my constituency that borders with Northern Ireland, but because it's important for Ireland and it's important for the peace process and for the relationships on the island and with our UK neighbours. So, look, I think they've been tough a few days in terms of trying to distill and analyse what the British Prime Minister has in mind. But we need to be as deeply focused as we possibly can be on our agenda. And that's why what the Taoiseach is doing in terms of an All-Ireland Forum is really important. And we all have to support that. And we have to see political unity and engagement on this issue so that our interests are really protected in the negotiations when they begin.
Do you think there's a danger for if any Donegal farmer was thinking of maybe expanding or investing on his farm that there may be a case of holding back a little bit because nobody really knows for certain what's going to happen? And as you mentioned there, being a border county, the implications are that much greater up here.
Well, I think you're right in saying that nobody knows what the outcomes will be. But I think we have a political responsibility to point to what is unacceptable and to the direction that we believe the negotiations should take. So I imagine there are individuals, both in agriculture and outside the industry, who might have been planning to do something and may begin to question whether they will do that now or hold off or try and get some clarity and direction. But for me, what's really much more challenging is that farmers and businesses that currently work across border and do so freely and, you know, need to access each other's territories without even thinking about it, are very worried about their business model and how it will be impacted post-Brexit. And that's a conversation I'm having with people on the ground in Donegal and in all of the border counties, because it's very real now. And I suppose the other issue that's very real now is that, for example, the mushroom sector has been hit because of the sterling issue. And we've already seen businesses go by the wall because of the Brexit vote, let alone the Brexit outcome. And I think that's a sector we're going to have to do much more to support and to understand their problems. So already there's an impact, but the impact could be much more stark if these negotiations go in the wrong direction. And I suppose what I would hope will happen is that the language of the party conference will be more moderated perhaps, or will calm down when the negotiations begin, and that both parties, the EU of 27 and the United Kingdom, will enter the talks mindful that we need to have good relationships when we emerge from the talks. But I think that's going to require that there's respect on both sides. And I suppose my concern about the Tory party conference was I didn't hear a line, or I didn't hear any, if you like, comment that suggested there is respect for the viewpoint of the 28 member states who will remain in the European Union. And I suppose we will perhaps need to see a little bit more of that. So maybe a bit of calm on both sides after this particular weekend would be helpful.
Mairead McGuinness, MEP for Midlands Northwest and the Vice President of the European Parliament. Now on to a number of news items before we wrap up. The latest forestry videos produced by the Forestry Development Department of Teagasc have been launched by Andrew Doyle, the Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, with responsibility for forestry. The first video provides step-by-step guidance for forest owners on whether a conifer forest is ready for thinning or not. The second video outlines the role of Teagasc in forestry, including research, education and advisory services. To see more, look at the Teagasc website, teagasc.ie. Northern Irish farmers can spread slurry beyond the close period of October the 15th in exceptional circumstances, the North's Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs has announced. However, such cases will be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. The North's Minister for Agriculture, Michelle McElveen, said she understands the difficulties caused by recent wet weather, including increased costs associated with worsening land conditions and housing of animals earlier than usual. We'll watch that with interest from here. Sterling has weakened further since the UK Prime Minister Theresa May announced that she would trigger Article 50, which paves the way for Britain to leave the EU. Currency markets have reacted to the announcement, with the value of sterling against the euro falling. Weaker sterling could lead to competitiveness problems for both beef and dairy prices and Irish exports in general. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Michael Creed, has this week announced details of how Irish dairy farmers can apply for the second round of the EU Voluntary Milk Supply Management Scheme. The second round covers the 3 month reduction period commencing on the 1st of November next and runs until the 31st of January 2017. Interested applicants for round two should note that this round is open only to farmers who did not apply in round one. And finally, the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers making €3.70 to €3.75 a kilo. Heifers, €3.80 to €3.85 a kilo. R-grade bulls, €3.75 a kilo. U-grade bulls, €3.85 a kilo. And cows, O-grade, making €3 a kilo. R-grade, €3.20 a kilo. And sheep prices, a spring lamb, €4.80 a kilo to 22 kilos. And ewes, €2.50 a kilo. Well, that's it. The clock has beaten us again. Many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.